Hey y'all, I know I've been said I was going to share an episode where I spill the tea about why I quit my job, but here it is. I know it took me some time. I've been busy, but here I go. Now, before we get into the episode, I need y'all to know something. My intentions for sharing this episode with you all is not for you to go out and quit your jobs. Do not do that. I'm just sharing a story with you all. Now, if things line up, if you know your story sounds similar to mine, or if God has told you to do that, by all means, quit your job. But do not quit your job just because I'm sharing a story about me quitting my job. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. Let's get into it.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
For those of you who don't know, my last job, I was working as administrative business assistant at Beasley Media Group. That is a local radio station in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that houses some of the major radio stations like Foxy 99, 107.7, WKML, My Kiss Radio. They have six radio stations. So before I was the business administrative assistant, I was working on the street team. So I was going out, giving away tickets. You would see me at different events, helping out. It was great. I stopped being on the street team because I wanted a full-time position. I needed some more money, and being on the street team just was not doing it for me. So a position opened to work the front desk, where I switched from working part-time to full-time, and I became the administrative assistant. So I worked as the administrative assistant for a little over a year. I have to say I didn't like it, but I was learning a lot about the business side of running a radio station. I don't like desk work. It's not my thing. I really loved being on the street team because I was up, I was out and about, I was outside, I was interacting with people. It was fun. I love active work. I don't like desk work. But I needed a full-time position. I needed a little bit more money. Well, I needed a lot of bit more money, but it was a little step up. And I mean a very tiny, teeny step up from what I was doing, or what I was making with the street team. So I worked that position, and the pay was very, very low. Like, it was giving high school student pay. Like, I wouldn't even pay a high school student that. But anyway, it was very low. I was not happy with the pay when I first started working the position. So I asked for more money because, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. I asked for more money. They told me no. And they told me to give it more time and to work the position longer, and we could discuss a raise in a few months. I didn't like that, but you know what? I was like, okay, I'm going to close my mouth. I'm going to do my job. And then in a few months, we're going to bring this back up, because one thing I don't do is forget. Yeah. You know, months and months pass by. I am presented with an opportunity for a promotion. This promotion, I was told I would be moving from the business administrative assistant position to the business manager position. That is what was told to me by my supervisor, who was the current business manager, and her supervisor, her boss. They were telling me, yes, this position is going to open for you, and your supervisor is going to move into a higher position and you're going to take her spot. And I was like, okay. And they were wanting to know if that was something I was interested in. And I said, yes, I was interested in it. Interested. At no point did I say I want the position. I didn't even know anything else. I didn't know enough about it to say I want the position yet. So months go by and they're telling me that I'll need to interview for the position because they were also looking at someone else for the role. they told me they were looking at getting someone in that position by the beginning of the year, which is January 2024. That was pretty much it. So months go by, and then all of a sudden, my supervisor just starts training me out of nowhere. And that's training, just take that very lightly, because the training was not training at all. It was just, this is what I do, come see me do it, and write all this down, because you're going to have to know how to do it. You're going to have to handle people's money and all this other stuff, but there's no real official training or anything like that, so you better pay attention. Right. So no real training was done. No official paperwork was presented to me. No interview was had. No one else was being looked at for the position that, like they said. And this is like October when spontaneous training started taking place, and I started performing some of the duties of the business manager without any increase in pay for training. It, nothing happened. No paperwork was signed. It was just kind of like, oh, let's just throw her in, right? When I asked would there be any official training for the role, I got laughed at and was like, laughed at. There were just multiple red flags, red flag after red flag after red flag, and I'm just still going with the flow. December rolls around, and I start getting congratulated by people around the office for a position that I have not even accepted yet, but they're congratulating me for it. And I'm so, so confused, because I don't even know anything about the position. I don't know what the pay is. I don't know what the start date is. I don't know what I'll be doing. That gives me a little bit of anxiety, you guys, because I feel like a decision was made for me. If you know me, you know that sometimes I can be a little bit of a pushover, but that's something I vow to work on. I vow to open my mouth more and not settle for things just because they're given to me. I've been the type of person that feels like if someone gives me something, I better take it, because people don't just give you things. Things don't come easy for me, and I always have to work for it. So when something does come, I better take it, because I may not get an opportunity later or a better opportunity, period. But I had to stop thinking like that. I had to stop thinking that I deserve bottom of the barrel. I don't deserve that. I had to realize what I was worth, what I am worth. And I had to open my mouth. I had to stop being a pushover. That's something that I left in 2023. I ended 2023 very boldly. I opened my mouth. I said how I felt. I asked if a discussion, I went to my supervisor and told her, can we discuss the pay for the position? Can we discuss the job duties? Can we discuss the start date? The pay, you guys, was so, well, it was another tiny step up. Now, the business manager position involved a lot. It involved handling people's money, clients' money. It involved a great deal of work. I was even going to be given a laptop to take home to do work at home. And you're telling me, as the business manager, I only deserved this very low pay. But if you guys remember, I told you that I was told that I was going to be promoted to business manager. Now, once I initiated the conversation about what the pay would be, what the job duties would be, when was my projected start date, if I did agree to take the position, that's when I was gaslighted. I had been told for several months that if I take this position, I would be the new business manager of Beasley Media. Initiated the conversation, and the conversation came up about pay. That's when I was told, oh, well, you can still call yourself the business manager when you get the role, but you'll actually be named business assistant in the system. Excuse me? So for months, you've been telling me I would be the business manager. And now you're telling me I'm really going to be the business assistant. That way you guys don't have to pay me business manager money, but I'm still going to be doing business manager work. Okay. You guys, when I was sitting there in the office and we were having this discussion, I had to pat myself on the back because I sat there in silence as this was being told to me, because my blood was boiling a little. And I was just disappointed in the fact that I kind of got my hopes up for something that I knew was too good to be true. I left out of the office. I'm not going to lie to you. I left and I went and got me a drink during my lunch break because I couldn't believe the level of gaslighting that had took place. I slept on it. And the next day at work, it was so heavy on my mind, the discussion that was had, the salary and all of that. I couldn't focus at work properly because something wasn't sitting right with me, with what was offered to me, the lack of professionalism around training for the position, lack of communication, all of that. It just, nothing was professional about the whole thing. So I was literally at work one day that week trying to read my Bible as I did every morning to start off my day. And I couldn't focus. So I had my journal out that I usually write in when I'm reading in my Bible. Instead of writing notes of what I was trying to read, I just started writing what I was feeling about all the red flags, everything from the beginning of them telling me about the position until now. And once I was finished writing about a page and a half of what I was feeling, I knew then that I could not take that position. That was not a door that God had opened for me. It's crazy because when I had talked to my boyfriend, my man, and I talked to some of my friends about this whole situation, it bothered me that they were not giving me an answer. They were not giving me a solution. They weren't telling me what I should do. They were just saying things like, you know, just, wow, I can't believe that. Like, they're wrong, you know, but I wasn't getting what I really wanted to hear from them. So I had to make a decision on my own. That's another thing about me. Sometimes I kind of lean on people to help me make decisions, even when I already know what the decision should be. It's like I need that little bit of validation to make sure I'm making the right decision. So I wasn't getting that from them, but I was just like, man, I gotta be a big girl for real. Like, I can't believe that I'm about to decline this promotion. I can't believe I'm declining a promotion as if I'm out here with $1 million or something. But something in my spirit, like really, really deep down, y'all, I just could not, for the life of me, accept this promotion. I wasn't happy. You know, when people get a promotion, they're happy, right? They're like, oh my gosh, I'm about to move up. I'm about to be this. But the way that things transpired, I wasn't happy. I was more anxious in a negative way, like a bad way. I cannot do this. After I finished writing how I was feeling, I immediately pulled up Canva and started writing. I made a really nice letterhead, by the way. And I started typing my letter declining the position. And in the letter, I mentioned that I would still love to keep my current position and I would love to discuss a raise in my current position. I went and gave that to my supervisor and she was understanding. She understood why I declined the role. And so once I walked out of that office, I walked out with my head held high and I felt amazing. I felt like a weight had lifted off of me. I made a decision for myself, and I didn't just take what was given to me, and I felt amazing. It was, I can't even begin to explain how great it felt, because like I said before, I always take what's given to me because I fear that nothing else is going to come later. Now let's fast forward to after the new year, because I declined the position at the end of 2023. And I have a break from work, you know, for the holidays. I come back on January the 2nd. I come back to an email. Let me paint the picture for you. So I come back. I'm starting the day reading my Bible. I had just got finished reading. It was a good word. I think I was reading in the book of Luke. Yeah. As soon as I finished reading my Bible for that morning, I got an email from my supervisor asking me basically, was I sure that I wanted to decline the position because they needed to go ahead and post the position so that they can fill it. Well, she also told me that they were basically set on me accepting the business manager, well, business assistant position. So they didn't consider giving me a raise for the current position that I was in, which is the business administrative assistant position. That was due to the budget for the year. So I had been really quiet up until this point. I had held my tongue about how I felt, and I held my tongue about a lot, about how the whole thing took place or how everything transpired. I held my tongue. I was quiet. I declined the position. I didn't feel like I needed to say anything else about it. But that email kind of sent me over the edge. I'm not even going to say kind of. It did. And I sent an email back and explained. I kind of read them. I read her because my supervisor messaged me and she CC'd her supervisor in it. And I had to speak my mind in that email. Was it all the way professional? Maybe not, but they had kind of pissed me off for the last time. Because what do you mean? Am I sure I want to decline this position? So now you're like, well, we ain't giving you no more money in your current position. So you might as well take what we're trying to give you over here for this business assistant position, even though we first told you it was a business manager and you said you was going to take this role. Never did I say I was going to take the role. They tried to say that I said that I was taking the role. They tried to say that I said, yeah, I want the role. I never said that. We never even sat down to have a discussion. And the discussion that we did have was because I asked you to sit down and tell me what the pay would be. I asked you to sit down with me to tell me what the job duties would be. I asked you to sit down and tell me if I did accept the position, what the start date would be. I'm not going to give all the details because that day was kind of crazy, but it was just a continuation of red flags. And I knew from that day that I made the right decision with declining the position. And not only did they tell me that I wasn't getting a raise in my current position, but that I would also still be getting more job duties because I am at the business manager's disposal. So whatever she needs me to do, I need to do it. I said that I would not be doing any extra. I would not be performing any extra job duties because a raise in salary for my position was not even considered. So I would not be putting any extra duties on myself. So without even replying to my email, my supervisor sent a mass email to all Fayetteville staff saying that if there was anything that they needed help with, basically, and she wasn't available, then they should come to me. Y'all, I mean, I had to go outside and pace back and forth because I was ready to show my whole behind. Like I was ready to give everybody a piece of my mind, but I didn't do that. Now, before that day ended, I did speak my mind And I told my supervisor and I told another one of the managers that they were wrong. They did me wrong. They were gaslighting me in the whole situation, and I didn't appreciate it. I wanted to quit that day, but I knew that wasn't the right thing for me to do. That would have just been my pride, my ego. But I was like, no, I'm staying right here because I'm not moving until God tells me to move. And just to make a long story short, because a lot happened, but after that day, it was like my vision became even more clear. I started praying. I had prayed already for God to open my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my heart to feel, and just to continue to guide my steps. From that day, it was like he was opening my eyes. He was like, okay, can you see what I'm doing? I didn't allow you to walk through a door that you thought was for you. Would have been a really big opportunity if they didn't gaslight you. I had talked to some friends. I had posted my frustrations on social media, on Facebook one day. And the comments that I received back were just like, people were feeding into me, like telling me like they felt like this was my year, like something big was going to happen for me. My therapist as well. It was kind of weird. Y'all don't even know me like that. And y'all are just like saying this stuff. It was like God was telling me to pay attention. It was like he was asking me, do I trust him to take another leap of faith? Because that had been like churning. But what scares me about taking a leap of faith, and this might even sound crazy to y'all, because it's like, how are you talking about God? How was God in it? But it's kind of like, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you just don't. When you know that God is in something and when he's telling you to do something, it sounds strange. It feels strange. It's scary. It's not typically what you would do regularly. And the way that he lined things up for me was kind of like, if you don't see this, girl, you're crazy. How are you going to ask God to open your eyes to see? And then he's showing you. And then you're just like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I was not about to not listen to God, for one, because who about to do that? I don't got time to not be listening. But like I said, the things were lining up. God was showing me things and he was speaking to me through other people. So when he was doing that, it was no way that I could deny what was taking place. At the end of that week, I wrote my 4 weeks notice. It wasn't a 2 weeks notice. I gave them a 4 weeks notice just to give them time to fill my position. I also wanted to give myself time to prepare some training documents for the next person that was coming in after me. Something that I wish that was done for me when I had moved into that position, because I didn't get any training for that position either. I wanted to do it right. I was like, I'm not going to leave this job angry. I'm not going to leave this job with any burnt bridges. I'm going to do this right. I'm going to be decent. I'm going to do things in order because I know that God wants me to do it this way. So that's what I did. My last day at that job was on February the 2nd, 2024. It was an amazing day. I went in at around 10 o'clock, fashionably late. I looked good. I looked real good. I felt amazing. I eased into my morning that day. I took my time getting ready. I took an Uber to work. I felt amazing. I bought my Polaroid camera, took some pictures with people, really, you know, captured that moment, captured this. It felt like a chapter was closing. And I wish I could go into far more detail about things and how God had lined things up for me. But it probably wouldn't make sense to you, and it's probably not even supposed to make sense to you. But just know that leaving that job was, it just felt like the beginning of something. I was talking to my therapist the day, I think 2 days before my last day, and she even felt, she was like, It's like, you know, when you're reading a book and you get to a page and on that page it says this page intentionally left blank. She was like, that's what it feels like. You don't know what you're going into, which I didn't. I didn't have another job lined up. I'm still not working another job. I'm working for myself right now, Tony Talks. But I really still can't believe that I took another leap of faith. My last leap of faith was back in 2018. I quit my job and I went back to school and all these other things, but I struggled really, really bad. But it was something about this one. I still feel like my first leap of faith in 2018 was necessary. But this one, it felt like God was telling me, you're not going to struggle this time. Just trust me. There was even a point on the day that I wrote my 4 weeks notice where I was like, okay, before I go turn in my 4 weeks notice, let me go ahead and start Googling jobs so I can already have something lined up. But something was like, don't even stop doing that. I went to church the following Sunday, and the pastor literally was like, I mean, literally, y'all. My pastor literally was like, he was like, some of you keep Googling your dream job, looking for your dream job, trying to find applications for your dream job when your business is your dream job. And I was just like, whoa, mind your business. And it's like I wish I could, like I said, if you know, you know. I wish I could explain my heart and the feelings that I had with this decision that I made and how right it feels. I celebrated leaving. I popped a bottle of champagne. I went out to eat. I dressed my best. It felt amazing. I still feel amazing. I ease into my mornings. I create content. I have time to think. I have time to think. That's really big for me because I think a lot. My mind is constantly going, but I have time to think about one thing at a time. And that's major for me. I took a leap of faith. I don't know what's happening next, but I'm really excited for it. And I know it's going to be great because I know that my steps have been ordained by God. And that's the real tea. The real tea is God told me to do it. And so I did it. And y'all are about to witness greatness. And please know that I didn't just up and quit my job, as you can clearly hear. I didn't just decide that I was going to do what I wanted to do. I consulted God first. And that's really important. It's important for me spiritually. And if you're a spiritual person, if you believe in God, that's also important for you. A lot of times we make decisions prematurely and we don't put God in it, but it's really important that we consult God in all that we do. And that's why my daily prayer is for God to guide my footsteps. Whatever it is that he would have my hands to do, I'll do it. Open my eyes to see, open my ears to hear, open my heart to feel so that I know that the decisions that I make are guided by you, by him. So yeah, I wasn't just out here quitting jobs all willy-nilly. I had to consult God first, and he told me exactly what to do. So, like I said in the beginning, this episode, my intentions are not to convince you to leave your jobs. My intentions are not to motivate you to take a leap of faith, but my intentions are to encourage you to get in your word, read your Bibles, develop a relationship with God so that when he speaks to you, you know that it's him speaking and you know to do what he tells you to do because it's going to be rewarding. So that's the tea. Whoo! Now I got a long episode in the books. It's like, what? That's a long episode. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys that tea. Yeah, I went through some things at my job. It wasn't the best, but I learned. even if it wasn't the lessons that I wanted to learn, there was some lessons learned there. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful for that chapter in my life. And I'm also thankful and grateful to be closing that chapter in my life. I thank God for that. So there y'all go. There the tea. Yeah. So how am I going to end this episode? I'm going to just say it again. Follow God. Listen to God. And I promise it's always going to be worth it. Yeah. Now I got to think about what my next episode is. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed me spilling my tea. I hope this made sense to you. If it didn't, pray about it, I guess. Or listen again. I don't know. Send it to a friend who might need it, who might need to hear this story. But yeah, that's it, y'all. I love y'all. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And remember, always put God first in everything that you do. All right? Peace out.